Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, text number 5. Svam nunam asaranam na paroksha paramo guru yo no nikamadandanam vibramsham chakshur adishat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Since your lordship is indirectly the greatest well-wisher of us demons, you act for the best welfare by posing as if our enemy, because demons like us always aspire for a position of false prestige. By chastising us, you give us the eyes by which to see the right path. Purport. Bali Maharaj considered the Supreme Personality of Godhead a better friend to the demons than to the demigods. In the material world, the more one gets material possessions, the more he becomes blind to spiritual light. The demigods are devotees of the Lord for the sake of material possessions, but although the demons apparently do not have the Supreme Personality of Godhead on their side, he always acts as a well-wisher by depriving them of their positions of false prestige. By false prestige, one is misguided, so the Supreme Lord takes away their position of false prestige as a special favor. Om Vishnu Braya Krishna Pristaya Bhutaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatundeve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shnivadi Pascha Dhyade Siddharne. What is actually to be done and what's not to be done, what's good and what's not good, that can only be understood when one is factually in the mode of goodness. Krishna says, Pravritim cha, Divritim cha, Jana navidur asura, nasocham napichachira, nasatyam teshu vidyate. Those who are demoniac, they don't know what's to be done and what's not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor truthfulness or proper behavior is found within them. And ultimately, what is this all caused by? Krishna says, Asatyam apratishtam te jagadohara nishuram aparashparam sambhutyam kimanyakama haitukam. They say that this world is unreal, it has no foundation, it has no God in control, it is produced as sex desire and has no other cause than lust. In other words, the demons have no factual knowledge about how the material world is working under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the absence of being Krishna conscious, they falsely think themselves to be all-powerful and independent. But this is called illusion. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered soul, under the influence of the three modes, thinks himself to be the doer of the activities which are actually carried out by the modes of nature. In other words, whoever we are, whatever our spiritual identity, it doesn't change when we come in contact with material energy. Nor do we gain anything, nor do we lose anything. The only thing that we gain or lose, we gain illusion and we lose our original consciousness. And under this illusion, we imagine ourselves to be whatever body we're in, and we think we've acquired those qualities. Actually, the good qualities are simply meant so that we can become a better instrument for Krishna, and that way become free from our illusion of identifying ourselves with this body. Without getting free from the illusion of misidentifying ourselves with this body, or without getting out of the misconception of being independent controllers and enjoyers of the material energy, there's actually no benefit for us, either in this life or in the next. Krishna says that at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, the 17th chapter, the last verse, he says that, I think it's there, he says, Ashadaya hutam datam, tapastap tam kritam tayat, an asat nichu chate parta, na chat tat priti no iha. That one who doesn't perform sacrifice, penance, and austerity with faith in the Supreme, his activities are useless both in this life and in the next. That's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Anything that's not done with faith in the Supreme is just a useless endeavor. But because we're covered by illusion, therefore people are quite accustomed to useless endeavors. Out of its causes mercy, Krishna arranges the material world so that it's inspirational to take shelter of Krishna. Just like the Pandavas, they did not, although they were intimate devotees of Krishna, it is not that they had a completely peaceful and happy and smooth existence. They were beset by different problems. It is said, Vipadak Vishan Mahagne Purushara Darshanad Asat Kritachta, that the Pandavas, Vishan Mahagne, Vishan Bhima was fed a cake made out of poison, Vishan Mahagde Purushara Darshana. And after being in a house of lack, which was set on fire, Pandas fled into the forest, and even the forest they were attacked by a man-eater, Hindimba. Vishan Mahagne, the great fire, and the house made out of lack, Vishan Mahagne Purushara Darshana, Asach Chabda. That in the Sabha of the Kurus, there Draupadi was tried to be stripped naked. A sabda, and then there were Brahmastra weapons thrown at them, and great generals tried to kill them, one problem after another. But Queen Kunti doesn't lament, questioning, how is it possible that we're devotees, we're put into such difficulty, even the demons can't expect such difficulty. So, what's going on? Why don't you make our lives a little bit more peaceful and happy so we can think of you with a peaceful, happy mind? Queen Kunti didn't see things quite in that way. She says, Vipadak Shantu Takshasvat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Nyasad Apuna Bhavadarshana. We wish that we can see these calamities again and again so we can see you again and again, because by seeing you, there'll be no more seeing a repeated birth and death. She didn't take the calamities as something bad, because as soon as we're placed in a position which is a little comfortable, then at once we become complacent and we forget Krishna, thinking that why should I endeavor so hard to become Krishna conscious? I've already achieved the goal. I have a nice, peaceful, happy life. What more can I ask for? Therefore, Krishna even puts his devotees into distress, at least to show the example that don't expect to be, when you become a devotee, and everything's going to be peaceful and happy. As a matter of fact, Queen Kunti says that Janmaishwarya Shruta Shrivir Edamanak Madak Puman Naivahat Yavudat Humvai Twam Akinchana Gotra. That material existence, which is hankering for high birth, being born in a nice country or an aristocratic family, with material wealth and beauty, bodily beauty, and material learning, high academic education, such things simply make the soul intoxicated. As soon as we get some material opulence, once we become intoxicated, and then it's impossible to chant the holy name with feeling. We're already intoxicated by material existence. Material existence means to be in a state of unconsciousness and intoxication. And you add some material opulence to it, then we become completely mad. Therefore, to take away the fever of material existence, lowering it down, is a benediction. the demigods, they're infatuated with their material opulence, and Krishna doesn't take it away from them. As a matter of fact, often they lose it, and sometimes Krishna gives it back to them. On the other hand, the demons are overwhelmed by their false prestige, but they're constantly being chastised by Krishna, and therefore they're coming to a humble position, which is more auspicious than remaining intoxicated by material opulence. Of course, it is not that all demons ultimately surrender to Krishna, but some of them do, like we find here Bali Maharaj. Although born in a demoniac family, and the leader of the demons ultimately became the greatest of the devotees. Therefore, what we think is auspicious, what we think is inauspicious, may not actually be true. That one has to know, as Krishna says, that Pravitim Cha Navratim Cha, then in the mode of goodness, one knows what's to be done, what's not to be done, what is binding, what is liberating, etc. Yeah. And in the mode of passion, yeah, dharmam adharmam cha, karyam cha karyam eva cha, ayatavat prajanati buddhisaparta rajasi. And in the mode of passion, we get confused. Sometimes we think something is liberating, but it's actually binding. And sometimes we think something is binding, it's actually liberating. And adharmam dharma iti ya manite tamasavritaha sarvatam viparitam stravati saparta tamasi. And in the mode of ignorance, we think what is religion is irreligion, and what is irreligion we take as religion. And therefore they always strive in the wrong direction. As Bali Maharaj and the demons were given some vision of reality, so this is what we're also trying for, to understand things as they actually are. So that we understand what's really auspicious, what's inauspicious. From the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was confused. Therefore, Krishna had to speak the Bhagavad Gita for him, because Arjuna was lamenting over the possible disappearance of his relatives. But Krishna says, Asochanas avashochas tvam pragyamvadam chabasise katasums agatasums cha nanu sochati pandita. That while speaking learned words, you are lamenting for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are actually wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead. So a person who actually has real vision, they understand that material progress is not progress. And sometimes material destruction is progress if the person has the right understanding or under the right circumstances. Just like Bhishma and Drona, they were going to be killed on the battlefield, but Krishna says, they have old bodies now, and even if they don't go back to the spiritual world, at least they'll be given young, healthy bodies. So there won't be any loss, because they're going to be killed on a battlefield. Therefore, it's all auspicious for them. So you're lamenting they're going to die, but actually they're not going to die. At worst, they're going to be given a body in a heavenly kingdom, a heavenly planet, where they'll enjoy even greater opulence than they have now. So you're confused. Similarly, there's other types of vision also. The scriptures try to give us vision, but we have to follow the scripture and the right scripture to get the right vision. Nanyang gunebhyas kartaram drashtyam anupashati gunebhyas chaparam veti madbhavam sodigashati. When you see that there is nothing beyond the three modes of nature and all activities, and that the Supreme is transcendental to all of them, then you can know my spiritual nature. So real vision is to see Krishna, how we're doing things in relationship to, when we do things in relationship to Krishna, to please Krishna, then we see Krishna in all activities, and therefore everything becomes auspicious, because we become Krishna conscious. And we become an instrument for Krishna. And even if we get the whole universe, if we're not Krishna conscious, then it's very inauspicious. So Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, I don't care to become a Brahma, who's a non-devotee, but if I become an ant in the house of Brahma, and I get some who's a devotee, then I'll accept that position. Because at least if Brahma's a devotee, there'll be some prasadam in the house, and if I'm an ant, at least I can eat prasadam. Therefore, when the demons, they're derived of their false prestige, then they have a better opportunity to make progress in spiritual life. And on the other hand, if one gets more and more material prestige, or more material opulence, and even he may be a demigod like Indra, sometimes he becomes bewildered and he tries to destroy Vrindavan. So that is not very auspicious. He felt very guilty about that, even after he was forgiven by Krishna. So it's not good to get too much material opulence, and that may lead to false prestige and offenses against Krishna and his devotees, which may lead to one's destruction, even if one is considered a great personality or devotee, like Daksha. Because of his false prestige, he offended Lord Shiva, and at the end he got a head of a goat. So we don't recommend that. Although, if you get a goat's body or head, you may want to eat everything, but you may not be able to. You still have the stomach of Daksha. Therefore, we should be careful that our opulence is utilized in Krishna's service, or else we may have to lament and find ourselves in a position which is not as auspicious as we may hope for. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for another nice class. My question is, sometimes in the practice of devotional service, we have kind of, should I use this word, like a evolutionist? You know, where somebody like, or we practice like trying to go to a higher and higher and higher position. And
you mean material position?
Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be.
Well, you don't mean higher and higher in the mode of goodness.
No, but, you know, like, say, for example, a practical example would be, now I'm a Sankirtan devotee, then I'll become the Sankirtan leader, then I'll become, temple president, and from there I'll become GBC, and from there, you see, a type of, like, position-oriented in our practice of devotional service. So I'm wondering, is there any harm in that, or
maybe.
is that? Could you discuss that a little bit, please?
Yadrit shalava shantusto dvandvatito vimatsaraha. One who is satisfied with gain which comes from his own accord. Krishna says in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yadrit shalava shantusto dvandvatito vimatsaraha samaksudal siddhal chakribapinanabhadite. One who is satisfied with gain which comes from his own accord, is free from duality and does not envy, is satisfied both in success and failure, is never entangled although performing actions. So not that we should hanker for a higher position, but if it's given to us as a matter of opportunity to do more service, then that's all right. But not that we think it's some, in itself, is some elevation. Elevation means to do our service more to please Krishna, with less deviation.
Then my question would be then, considering that verse that you quoted, if there's an attachment to a particular position, how should we deal with that? In other words, if I'm in a position, I've gotten this position to expand my service, but now it's an attachment for me. I'm doing things based on that position.
Well, we should try to become attached to Krishna. Then if we become attached to Krishna, we'll become unattached to other things. But it's better to become attached to the service than become attached to other things. At least when I'm attached to the service, there's some possibility of eventually becoming attached to Krishna. Better to become attached to Krishna and to be do everything as a matter to please him, whatever it may be. But if I'm just attached to the service and it's for Krishna, that's also auspicious. So eventually it'll help me to become Krishna conscious.
Thank you very much.
Anything else? So it was nice being here. Nice to see so many devotees of class. I look forward to come back again. Sure. It's only in this time Krishna Maharaj is pleased that devotees are working seriously to maintain the temple here and to help other people become Krishna conscious. So we hope you continue in that way. That way you get the full blessings of the previous acharyas. And of course, Radha Kala Chandra will be very happy too. Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Srimati Subhadra Devi, and Gaurini Thai. They all seem quite happy here. So we should be happy here too. So thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.